We've had major structural change in the energy markets in this country. We've had a dramatic increase in the production of natural gas because of new technology of fracking, and that has caused a huge reduction in the price of natural gas because the supply has gone up so much. And we've had a major increase in petroleum drilling and new finds, especially in North Dakota and other places, that have caused our production to rise to levels not seen since the 50s. The combination of those things is expected to make the United States one of the biggest energy producers in the world and an energy exporter in a decade. And that is just such a fundamental change in the whole energy market. It will have very significant and beneficial effects on the U.S. economy.
So then, if this report proves to be accurate and the U.S. does become less dependent on foreign sources and has access to plentiful and less expensive energy here, that would obviously benefit the entire nation. But you say it would be particularly beneficial for Florida and for Florida's economy. Why is that, Hank?
Yeah, particularly here in Florida for a variety of reasons. One, of course, our climate. So we depend upon air conditioning, which is dependent upon electricity. So a reduction in natural gas prices has caused our energy utilities to shift to using more natural gas-fired facilities. The result is somewhat less greenhouse gases, and it will be more stable electric prices, so therefore it's a little less expensive than it otherwise would have been to live in Florida. Secondly, Florida is a relatively new place, and so its development patterns are dominated by automobile transportation, which means we're very spread out. So we tend to use more gasoline per capita, and we have a lot of tourists who come by automobile. So the combination of those things causes Florida to have much higher gasoline consumption per capita than average for the nation. So this higher level of petroleum production and gasoline production will tend to keep prices down, which will benefit our economy.
Of course, a lot of this new energy does come with some pretty costly trade-offs. Here in Florida, we're just, you know, a couple of years away from the Gulf oil spill, one of the nation's worst environmental disasters. And, you know, many folks say that the natural gas fracking process you're talking about is also very destructive to the environment. What about these the environmental impacts? Does that balance out? And is it possible, in your view, to achieve this future energy independence without devastating environmental consequences?
Well, it certainly appears to be the case in the short run. Now, we're increasing our regulations, and there are some concerns legitimately about the impacts. You know, energy production is messy. It's always messy. It's going to be messy. But certainly the economic benefits are so large that I think we will find reasonable ways to regulate the industry, and there will be some additional pollution, and we will live with it.
Well, what are the prospects for some of the homegrown energy production plans that we've heard about here in Florida? I'm thinking of biofuels produced from corn or algae or switchgrass or whatever, and, you know, other so-called alternatives like solar and wind.
Well, this expansion of energy production causes energy prices to go down with our current pricing system, which then militates against alternative energy projects of all kinds, including solar, because they're more expensive. So unless we have some change in our policies, this expansion in our production of fossil fuels will tend to militate against alternatives. Now, we can affect that by policy. The state of California has moved dramatically to do that. They have a cap and trade policy for carbon emissions. We have spoken, you and I, in past times about the need to tax carbon emissions. If we would move to such a system, it wouldn't compromise our ability to continue to produce natural gas and oil, but it would change the pricing dynamic and it would have a little more favorable impact on the ability to have alternative energies, including solar here in the state of Florida.
Well, you know, promoters of solar and wind energy say, you know, here we're the Sunshine State. It's a resource that we have plenty of. It's pretty windy here much of the time, too. So, you know, why are we not exploiting those cleaner and safer alternatives?
It's too expensive. It's very simple. It costs about 32 cents a kilowatt hour to generate electricity from solar, and we pay in 6 to 7 cents a kilowatt hour today. So we need a lot more technological change or a lot higher prices. Now, higher volumes of natural gas production tend to keep electric prices low. So given this example, it continues to be uneconomic to generate electricity using solar on a broad-based system.